A rocky planet 23 times Earth's mass, and what that means for everything we thought we knew. Astronomers have confirmed the discovery of a mega-Earth, a rocky planet with 23 times the mass of Earth, that, according to existing planetary formation models, should not exist as a rocky planet. The core accretion model, the dominant framework for understanding how planets form, predicts that once a rocky core reaches somewhere between 10 and 15 Earth masses, it triggers a runaway gas accretion process that inevitably produces a gas giant. This planet exceeded that threshold by a wide margin and apparently never triggered the runaway. It is rocky, dense, and solid. Proposed explanations include the possibility that the planet's host star stripped away its atmosphere after formation, or that it formed in a gas-poor protoplanetary environment where the accretion material was simply unavailable. Neither explanation is considered fully satisfying yet by the researchers working on the problem. The discovery highlights a structural limitation in planetary science. The field's foundational models were built on a sample size of one, our own solar system, and then extrapolated to the universe. Thousands of confirmed exoplanets have now been cataloged, and many fall into categories with no solar system analog. Super-Earths and mini-Neptunes are among the most common planet types detected around other stars. Yet our solar system contains neither, leaving scientists without a nearby example to study in detail. Each anomalous discovery like this one requires revising models to account for a universe that continues producing outcomes the models did not predict. The strongest countercase holds that institutional hesitancy among pension funds and sovereign wealth funds is no longer primarily regulatory but fiduciary, driven by volatility and risk profile calculations that do not change with jurisdictional clarity, and that the current price already reflects a significant portion of the expected institutional inflow, setting up a. The indicator to watch, according to this analysis, is concrete institutional filing data from 13F disclosures over the next two quarters. If major pension funds and sovereign wealth funds appear as new Bitcoin holders, the thesis is working. If ownership remains concentrated among existing hedge funds and retail investors, the Clarity Act may have moved price without. Applying the what-if-we're-wrong lens to the week's Bitcoin story, the dominant assumption in crypto markets is that the Clarity Act will unlock substantial institutional adoption and push prices higher from the current $71,000 level. Buy the rumor, sell the news correction once the bill passes, meaningfully expanding the buyer base.